Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, initial cattle activity this morning expected to remain steady to moderately lower as traders work through the market impact of Thursday's cattle on feed report. The fact that traders had an extra day to process numbers and the potential impact to the market of the elevated March cattle placements may add additional volatility to the market. Traders are also focusing on potential seasonal support to stimulate longer-term buying activity in the complex. Cash cattle trades expected to remain sluggish following firming cash prices last week. Showless distribution and inventory taking will likely be the extent of cash markets today. Mixed trade is likely today as traders continue to struggle with short and long-term market expectations over on the hogs. With active sales to China reported Thursday and the export sales report, the market seemed underwhelmed. This indicates that traders have already factored in moderate to large weekly sales, and if these sales do not continue on a weekly basis, it may quickly limit follow-through buyer interest. Limited interest may slowly develop as traders look for increased overall long-term direction now that the Easter holiday has passed and they can focus on normal spring and summer demand. Cash trade is steady to about a dollar higher this morning, with most bids steady. Moving to the grains, the wheat market's weaker across the board this morning, picking up where we left off Thursday. With the snow melting rapidly last week, spring wheat planting is finally taking place in South Dakota, while progress was being made in North Dakota and Montana. Many areas remain saturated with potholes and low-lying areas likely to go unseeded this year. Corn futures are slightly lower to open post-Easter trade as the weather turns favorable for seeding a crop. Social media was abuzz with farmers posting planting pictures over the holiday weekend, with progress being made in rapid fashion. Now, on the soybeans, they're a bit higher here this morning, bouncing from Thursday's fresh four-month lows. Weekend chatter suggests the U.S. trade team will head to China this week, or at least next week, for the seventh round of face-to-face meetings. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close on Thursday, June live cattle up 30 cents, 122.67, and August was up 20 cents at 119.75. May feeder cattle up 92 cents, 151.52. August up 22 cents, 160.67. May hogs up 127, 90.20. June was up 62 cents, 96.75. Kansas City wheat, May down a half penny, 420, and July was down a half, 425 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, the May was down 2 3/4 at 444 and a quarter, and July was down 2 cents at 448 and a quarter. May corn was up to a quarter penny at 358 and a half. July was up a quarter penny at 367 and a quarter. May soybeans up 1 1/2 Thursday at 880 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.